This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld wrote his memoirs a couple of years ago, Known and Unknown, it was called. He's out with a new book this week. It's a leadership guide of sorts called Rumsfeld's Rules, Leadership Lessons in Business, Politics, War, and Life. Quotes and sayings that he's collected through his years in government. If you want to know about his life and his history, there is his memoir. This book, though, is about how he thinks and how he makes decisions. Mr. Rumsfeld, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
This is quite a list. You've been carrying this around for a while, or what?
Rumsfeld's Rules, I started collecting because my mom was a school teacher, and I was a youngster, and if I didn't know the meaning of a word, she'd say, well, write it down and look it up. And then I started writing down various other thoughts and rules and ideas and anecdotes. And so I've always carried a 3x5 card, and I've got now, I think, close to 300 rules, and they're not all mine, obviously. They're from people a lot smarter than I am.
There are, as you said, 300-something odd of them in here, and I'm just going to pull a couple out and run them by you and get your thoughts. So let's start with this one. It's easier, you say, to get into something than it is to get out of it. And I can't help but wonder where we would be in this country today if you guys had been thinking of that 10 years ago.
Well, I thought of that actually when I was President Reagan's Middle East envoy, and we had 241 Marines killed in Beirut at the airport. And I concluded then that the United States has to be careful about putting ground forces in because we're such a big target. And I also, over the years, came to the conclusion that the United States really wasn't organized, trained, and equipped to do nation building. So if you think of Afghanistan...
Wait, hang on a minute. I sort of can't believe these words are coming out of your mouth now 10 years later. So this was on your mind as Iraq was burbling up?
Absolutely.
And yet here we are.
Well, in Afghanistan, we had 23,000 troops in there, as I recall, when I was there. And President Obama ran them up to close to 100,000. And the situation in Iraq, we had a relatively small footprint and changed the regime, which was the policy of the United States in the Clinton administration. But once you get a mission creep where people start attempting to do things well beyond that, that's obviously not something the Department of Defense is organized to do.
I will do you the favor, Mr. Secretary, of assuming that you're not trying to shift any kind of responsibility here.
Well, I'm not. It's just reality that when you do something, then someone wants you to do something else, and then something else. And over time, the mission is historically creeps into something other than was initiated at the outset.
And yet the primary critique, and I grant you, and as you well know, there have been many, the primary critique of the Bush administration in Iraq is that you guys went in without a plan to get out. And here we now are having a conversation where you say, yeah, I was thinking about all this stuff, but we went in anyway.
Well, go to my website, rumsfeld.com. You'll find 4,000 documents on there, and any number of them talk about these kinds of risks and problems. One of them was called The Parade of Horribles that I wrote well before the war and gave it to the president and the National Security Council members. It's not easy for countries to evolve and grow. But I think that both of those countries are a whale of a lot better off today than they were before. My book, of course, is not about Afghanistan.
No, of course it's not.
It's a bunch of rules.
Yeah, but you appreciate you can't have a conversation with Donald Rumsfeld about the rules he lives by without talking about these things, right?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. You are known as a big proponent of measuring things, of knowing what you're trying to change and measuring and getting a grip on that change and assessing things. I want you to assess now yourself and your period in office as Secretary of Defense for the Bush administration. Go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking how one would do that. I think that history over time will probably be a better judge than you or I, but I've been struck by the amount of criticism that the Bush administration has received and President Bush personally, and the attempts to assign blame to him, and I think it's probably not going to sort out that way.
Others obviously disagree, and that's a conversation well beyond the scope of this interview and this broadcast, but I do wonder whether you read Robert McNamara's memoirs when they came out? Obviously, the Secretary of Defense during Vietnam.
Yeah, I have not. I served in Congress during that period.
All right. Well, here's why I ask. You know, that book was widely seen as an apology for his role in Vietnam. And I looked in this book pretty hard for any rule that you might have had about apologizing, and I couldn't find one.
And what's your question?
Did you ever think about apologizing?
Well, my goodness, you know, as Napoleon said, I've been mistaken so many times I don't even blush for it anymore. Sure, you see things that don't turn out the way you hope. You look at intelligence, and of course, if intelligence were a fact, it wouldn't be intelligence. And the idea that people concluded that President Bush made a terrible mistake by doing it, I think, is something that over time will be better understood.
Donald Rumsfeld, his new book is called Rumsfeld's Rules. Mr. Rumsfeld, thanks very much for your time, sir.
You bet.